Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2693, Why Your Goals Will Fail and What You Can Do About It, by Nir Eyal of nirandfar.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy that reads you articles or book excerpts, stories, or essays every day, including holidays. Now for over 7 years and nearly 2,700 episodes, covering personal development or self-help, how to live a better life, and a lot more, always with permission from the authors or websites. And with that, let's get right to our next post as we optimize your life. Why Your Goals Will Fail and What You Can Do About It, by Nir Eyal of nirandfar.com. Quote, chains of habit are too light to be felt until they're too heavy to be broken. Warren Buffett. If you're like most people, you have a New Year's resolution in place and you may have even stuck to it so far this year. Good for you. Realistically though, you're going to fail. How long have you said you really should get in shape or lamented the need for more quality time with family and friends? The fact is, despite the most earnest commitment, resolutions just don't work. We make well-intentioned goals with the false belief that we just lack commitment and motivation, that all we need is a good kick in the ass to get us going. This couldn't be farther from the truth, so please stop being so hard on yourself. There are better ways to achieve your full potential with minimal headache. First, realize that the key to success at pretty much everything comes down to creating productive habits. A habit is defined as a behavior that happens almost involuntarily. I define productive habits as behavior that get you what you want in life automatically without you really trying. But productive habits don't just appear out of thin air. They're created by assembling a chain of individual behaviors, like a string of pearls. These individual behaviors over time change our daily actions and in turn, our lives. Productive habits move us to our full potential, morph us into the people we want to become, and ultimately give us the life we want. And there are three steps to forming productive habits. Step number one, have no goals. You're really confused right now, aren't you? Everything you've learned about getting what you want in life has centered on the importance of goal setting. You've probably heard that you should always start with the end goals first. I beg to differ. Now, I'm not saying setting goals never works. I'm saying it only works in certain contexts. In situations where someone else is asking you for output, like at work, goals are critical. Goals are also helpful when training to become an expert. However, most of us aren't shooting to become world-class experts. You're likely not struggling in competition with others, but with yourself. So see if any of these goals ring a bell. I'm going to lose 20 pounds by summer. I'm going to run a marathon, or I'm not eating carbs for a month. How did these work out for you? Did any of these goals make your life better in the long run? Yeah, I didn't think so. That's because these kinds of goals aren't optimizing for what's really important, namely living an enjoyable life. I call these kinds of goals butt goals. They're big, unfun, and time-boxed. These kinds of goals add misery to your life, and people are biologically programmed to avoid things that cause them pain. If your goals are not enjoyable, you'll quit. Therefore, when creating productive habits, remember, hard work doesn't work, so dump the goals. Instead, forget the end destination and begin a journey. Your journey must be enjoyable, endless, and easy. It is along a journey that your productive habits will form. A journey sounds something like this. I want to cultivate a love of exercise. I want to learn to enjoy building wealth. Or I want to enhance my enjoyment of time with my family. You'll never complete these journeys, and that's exactly the point. It's only through consistent practice that you'll actually form habits and fulfill your potential. What you do along the journey is less important. You'll figure that out as you go. The important thing is to keep walking the journey free from the pressure of completing a specific goal. But how can you ensure you keep walking your journey? Step number two, find your MEA. Now that you know what journey you're embarking on, your MEA will help guide the way. Your MEA is your minimum enjoyable action. A MEA is a behavior which is simple, small, and just a little enjoyable. It's so simple, so small, and just enjoyable enough that you can see yourself doing it for the rest of your life. For example, let's say you're on a journey to enjoy improving my dental health. If you don't already floss, you may determine that flossing would help you along your journey. But instead of saying, I'm gonna floss every night, you might make a MEA to floss one tooth. This simple, small, and slightly satisfying behavior is all you need to get started. One way to know if you found your MEA is to try what I call the duh test. Stand in front of a mirror and ask yourself if you can do your MEA. Did you say, well, of course I can, duh. You should feel that the behavior is laughably easy. If so, you found your MEA. But if you cringed, hesitated, or doubted, then scale it back. Your behavior is too hard. MEAs help you form tiny habits by ensuring you start your journey with the simplest possible behavior. Like the trunk of a tree as it grows, habits are formed through layers. Doing a tiny behavior until it becomes a habit allows you to add the next, more complicated and more challenging behavior. Over time, these progressive habits build into life-defining change. And step number three, track it. Keeping a record of your MEAs is critically important for two reasons. First, it reminds you of the new habits you're forming, providing a checklist of things you're working on. And second, it gives a critical jolt of positive reinforcement your brain needs to continue the behavior. By simply checking a box that you did your MEA, you're wiring powerful circuitry in your head to reinforce the new behavior. Tracking is easy, and there are new technologies which make it even simpler. My favorite is an app for tracking. It's called Day One. The app provides a simple interface to list out your MEAs and keep track of those you complete. Of course, you could accomplish the same thing with a spreadsheet, a wall calendar, or just a piece of paper, but I like the portability of an online solution. Personally, I place the app on my phone's home screen to remind me of the MEAs I'm tracking and provide easy access throughout the day. As you keep track of your MEAs, these tiny behaviors will turn into habits, and with time, you'll become more skilled at completing them. You'll want to challenge yourself with new habits that build upon old ones. The habits will grow along with your ability to do more. What happens if you don't? You'll inevitably not do your MEA on some days, and don't worry, it happens. Failure is built into my system. If you find yourself not doing your MEA for a day, even two or three, don't sweat it. Just get yourself back on track the next day with the intent of doing your MEA regularly. If, however, you find that you're regularly missing your MEA and can't seem to ever get it done, then you need to reassess if your MEA was really minimal enough. Make the action simple and easier. If your intent was to journal each night before bed and you find yourself not doing it, make the action simpler to accomplish. Can you write just one sentence? How about just opening your notebook? Still not doing it regularly? How about simply laying out your pen and notebook every night before bed? Really simplify the action until it's something you can do regularly and for the rest of your life. Falling off the wagon is okay. Just find the MEA and use it as your safety when the behavior you're striving for proves too difficult. As you start the new year, remember that to get the things you want in life, you need to trick yourself into wanting to do the things you know you need to do. The method I described is a proven method for accomplishing any self-directed behavior. With these three steps, having no goals, finding your MEA, and tracking, you'll be doing more than striving for a fleeting resolution. You'll change your life for good. You just listened to the post titled, Why Your Goals Will Fail and What You Can Do About It by Nir Eyal of nirandfar.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Take it in here for the posts. I thought this was a great template, for me at least, when it comes to building habits that actually stick. It's definitely more rare that we hear advice saying to not have goals, but it has come up before. One that comes to mind is a post from Leo Babauta that I still remember, even though it's way back from episode 1614. It's titled, Break Free from Goals. That planted the idea in my head at the time, and to me, it still makes sense because those goals that I end up setting for myself personally don't really mean that much. But in the cases where whatever it is I'm working on has been enjoyable, that's when things seem to change more permanently and move in the right direction. And the tracking thing for me works for sure. If you're a longtime listener of this show, you've heard me talk about how I track every single penny that comes in and out of my life, literally every income and expense daily. And I've been doing that since 2010. That's a long time. And even if it's not necessarily super enjoyable, continually tracking it, I think has sort of rewired me, as he mentioned. These things sound simple, but I think could be very powerful. So thanks again to Nir. Thank you for listening and being here, and I'll see you back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.